Jacksonville to Santa Cruz. Same with 9, north and southbound lanes are clear from Santa Cruz to San Jose. For weather, it's 64 degrees out right now, and it's time for Stepping In.
Hello, Santa Cruz. We have a killer show today. Welcome to Stepping In. We named the show Stepping In because you, our wonderful audience, have allowed us as healthcare and human resource professionals, to step into your lives and to your homes. And for this, we thank you. My name is Jackie Tucker. A nurse. I am a wonderful nurse of your community and owner of Care from the Heart In-Home Services. Our agency is dedicated to serving the caregiving needs of your families with great dignity and respect on a 24-hour basis, 7 days a week. My care team and I are ready to serve you and serve your loved one. So if you would like to inquire about our services, do call our office, which is located in Santa Cruz, at 831-476-8316. Again, if you're interested for caregiving services for yourself or your loved one, the number is 831-476-8316. And we love to hear from you. Also, my website, I will give it to you at the end of the show. We have a wonderful, wonderful show planned for you today and two great women about to be our guests here today. They're here present in the studio, and they have provided valuable support and services to our community. My guest today is Jamie Jensen, the one and only founder of the Santa Cruz Core Fitness and Rehab, and an entrepreneur, and a great patient advocate, right?
Yes.
We'll talk about that a little later. My second guest is someone who you may know already, Gail Pellerin, almost the owner of the Santa Cruz building, county clerk and register of voters. So welcome, ladies. So Jamie, we'll start with you. Good.
Okay.
We love laughter. So you are a story within a story, right? And then I love how you manifested your vision as a tragedy that you experienced. Can you tell us about it, please?
Sure. When I was 18, I was going to UCSC. I transferred there from a school in Massachusetts because I was so homesick. I love Santa Cruz, grew up here. And I was riding my bike down, I guess it's Coolidge Road, or maybe it's Hagar, but the road that cuts through the middle of UC Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh.
And I was, a passenger opened their door into the bike lane, and it was a moving car. And so I didn't really see it coming. And so they found me 70 feet from where the car was, and I had a traumatic brain injury and hurt some joints in my body. And so that was quite a shock, quite a traumatic experience. And so from that, I had to travel all over the Bay Area to try and find care.
And all over the Bay Area, you said?
Yeah, down from Monterey to San Francisco, trying to find people that could help me to feel better, because there was a point at which they're like, oh, you're good. And you know, I'm 18 years ago when the accident took place. How they would help people with brain injuries was not how they do it now. So I didn't really have a lot of support because people just didn't know. And not just my brain injury, but also my body and my joints were in pain. And I was, 18, 20, and I was just in a lot of pain. So I found certain practitioners that I really enjoyed, but every time I would go, a new practitioner, you really have to retell your story, and it becomes pretty dramatic and emotional. So I decided I wanted to create something where everybody was under one roof so that we could communicate together and not have, the client gets to tell their story once and really feel heard and be able to create transformation just from the listening even, but then be able to help their body heal.
I love that vision. Huh, Gail? Everyone under one roof, and I take it that a lot of those wonderful people under one roof are healers, practitioners?
Absolutely. We've got massage, chiropractic, personal training, physical therapy, nutrition. We recently hired an osteopath, so he does regenerative medicine like prolotherapy, and that's a new service that we're offering, and then acupuncture as well.
So tell us how your vision came about. How did you find the great place that you have today? And I understand you now have two wonderful rehab places.
Yeah, so we're now in Santa Cruz off of River Street, and then we have a location in Watsonville. We opened in the last year. Yeah. And I utilized the resources for the Small Business Development Center, and we started an economic downturn in 2009 when nobody was giving any loans. So I just thought, well, worst case scenario, I filed bankruptcy and move in with my parents.
I love your courage.
Yes.
So I had to weigh the pros and cons, and the pros outweighed the cons. And everyone needs to be healthy. And so I just went ahead and did it. And now we're so busy and we're so blessed, and I'm kind of at this place in my career where I'm trying to just continue to pioneer and be researching, you know, what is the best preventative medicine. And through my own personal experience is kind of how I develop it. Like I, you know, was saying that we brought on a physician this year, and that was because I learned about regenerative medicine and stem cell work. So that's why I was like, well, this is something that we need to bring to Santa Cruz. So we brought that to Santa Cruz, and we're just continuing.
Beautiful. I do have one question about your accident, the hit and run. Did the driver stop and came to your rescue?
They did stop. I don't remember a whole lot. I just woke up on the ground, and I thought I broke my neck, and I was just in and out of consciousness. I didn't break my neck. I just broke my clavicle.
Thank God.
But, yeah, I never heard from her, and I think probably just because, like, it's a huge liability, and she was a college kid and didn't really know what she was doing. She saw her housemate, I guess, which is why she opened the door, which is what I found out later.
But she stopped to help you.
I don't know if she stopped to help. She stopped and was crying.
Oh.
I think she was probably in a state of shock. But yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But due to that tragic experience, you have this wonderful place to engage with the community, to welcome people that are recovering from different diagnoses or illnesses. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, what's interesting is that, you know, you have these moments in your life that look like utter tragedy, you know, and people say, oh, well, you're handed lemons, you can make lemonade, or, you know, it's also like they're pivotal moments. And so this was really a pivot point for me where I got to choose which direction I wanted to go. And for a long time, I, you know, as a younger person, I had some anger for sure. And with this person, you know, I was like, how could this have happened? And every time I thought about it, I was so angry. And then I realized, like, it's that anger's attacking me and hurting me and harboring in my body. Like, it's not helping. And so I just, I'm not here to be the judge and the jury. I'm just here to do what's best for me in my life. And so I was able to let go of that. And I was able to make something so positive. And so looking in retrospect, it's like, God, you know, I believe in a higher power. And it's like, ah, oh, man, God really had a plan for me. And this was what I needed to do to be able to learn. And so I just, you know, even if it's hard, there's a continued blessing.
Amazing. So do you have some of your wonderful customers, clients that are also recovering from accidents?
Oh, absolutely. We see a lot of people who are like, I've been everywhere. What can you help me with? How can you help me? You know, and or this is my, you know, I've had these surgeries and it didn't make me feel better. So we see a lot of complicated cases. We also see people who just want to get in better shape. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the whole gamut. And I think as I've grown in my personal development and that original injury, and then 4 years ago I had another injury where I'd hurt my back again, and I couldn't move, I could not walk.
Oh.
And I was 32, and I haven't had kids yet, and I wasn't married.
Sure,
and it was
sure.
Very, very disappointing and depressing. And that whole experience kind of attracted other people like that who have had really serious injuries, because I had to figure out how I could help myself and have my team help me. And then it just held up, we like rose to the occasion, and then that's kind of the people that we see too.
Beautiful. So share with us your healing recipe on the second injury that you inquired on your back.
Oh, gosh. That was, so the first injury was really physical. The second injury was physical too, but it also was about mind, body, and spirit. And that's what I realized, is that the body tells a story and it holds on to things. So I had to really go deep.
Isn't that the truth, Gail? It holds on to things, indeed. PTSD for that matter, huh?
Yeah, so I couldn't ignore like the mental and emotional side of it. And so I did meditation, I did the float tank. I then also did this prolotherapy, where it's taking your blood platelets and your stem cells and spinning them down, like harvesting them in your body and then putting them back into your tissue to heal the tissue. So non-surgical approaches to helping the body regenerate, which is awesome. And that's really been, I'm so passionate about it, because I'm able to function normal and have days with no pain, where I never thought that was possible.
Wonderful.
So then really appreciating a spiritual practice and also having a support system, those things are also really important. So, you know, for me, it was tons of counseling, and then, you know, experimenting with some substances to really, like, get out of my own way a little bit, which has helped.
And here you are before us with a great smile.
Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about the stem therapy, please. I understand that you now have a doctor that comes to your facility.
Yeah, he works with us. He's a current ER doctor as well.
How did you find him?
I found him, actually, recently I've started to do Jamie Jansen coaching, and I had one of my physicians wanted some coaching from me as a business coach. So then she introduced me, we put on an event, and she introduced me to this physician.
Beautiful. I have no idea what Jimmy Jansen is.
Jimmy Jansen is my name, but it's also just my business consulting practice
that I'm doing now. Thank you.
Yeah. And so we brought on Dr. John Grady, and so he does, like I said, stem cell and platelet-rich plasma injections. So they'll harvest about 50 cc's of blood, spin it in a centrifuge, and then re-inject it into the tissue with ultrasound guidance. You don't have to do it with ultrasound guidance, but we prefer that. And that way we're able to see certain, you know, areas that are, you know, not healing. So the body has a six-week healing cycle. When you're injured, the body's like, okay, all the white blood cells and all the energy goes to the joint or whatever, the tissue that is damaged. At the end of 6 to 8 weeks, the body's as good as it's going to get. So what we want to do is reinvigorate that healing cycle and get the tissue healed again by adding those platelets and growth factors.
So is a plasma that you inject into your tissue?
Yeah.
And how many cc's do you say?
50 cc's.
And you have to dry right there and then after the centrifuge spun?
Yeah, and then we re-inject it right away.
Amazing.
It's probably not 50 cc's by the time it's all spun down. But
so how does one know where to go to inject that plasma into the tissue?
Following the pain, but also with an ultrasound, you can see, like for me, my back and my sacrum, I had ligaments that looked like Swiss cheese. They were all holy and torn up from a bunch of trauma. So by looking at an ultrasound guidance, we could see that and inject the tissue there. So it's non-vascular. A lot of the tissue that is damaged and more permanently damaged doesn't have a lot of blood there. So that's why you would re-inject the blood platelets or the stem cell.
So you mentioned 6 weeks. Is a six-week treatment?
No, so you get one treatment, and then at the end of 6 to 8 weeks, you may do it again, just depending on how bad your body is damaged. And then there's supplements you take to help the whole healing process.
So tell us what it feels like.
It feels like a shot. It doesn't, you know,
it doesn't sting?
I mean, you might, depending on where the injured site is, you might want to take some Vicodin before, but it's, you know, it's a big needle and it's painful. But what's cool is that there's other than lidocaine, there's no steroids or anything like that. It's just your own body healing itself, which is so awesome.
So you get the shot, and then when did you notice some improvement with the pain relief?
I felt it immediately.
Oh my.
But I've also then done it for the last 3 to 4 years because I started to feel better and better and better. And so I just kept doing it until I had days with no pain at all. And then even days with no pain wasn't good enough. It was like, I wanted to go swimming. I wanted to go hiking. I wanted to have my life back. So
you are quite the athlete.
Thanks.
So I'm very interested about the treatment that you mentioned, the plasma treatment, the stem cell treatment, because of my mom, full of osteoporosis. And in fact, I am going to bring her to your place.
Nice.
And a lot of spine problems. So age group doesn't matter, right?
No, not at all.
Young or older, as long as you're able to have faith, I guess, and the strength to get better, and also the discipline to come back and continue with the treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the younger individuals, they may heal faster because they're younger. And so that you'd have to do it more often than not if you're older. And also doing a hyperbaric oxygen therapy, that can actually help as well. To just generate oxygen, put it into the tissue toward where the injured site is, that helps.
So when one comes to your wonderful Santa Cruz Core facility for rehabilitation, tell us what the treatment is like. Do you have like a doctor? What's the process in signing up with Core in Santa Cruz?
We offer everyone a complimentary consultation. We think that's really important to kind of have everyone get their story heard and told. And that way we can kind of see what's going to be the best. So I train my staff. So either you're seeing me or you're seeing one of my wellness consultants, and we're just listening and we're seeing how we can best serve you, really is what it's about. And so some people come in and they're not sure, or some people have an idea of like, oh, I really want to see a trainer, or I really want to see the chiropractor. So we're obviously going to do, you know, we're going to listen and take what you say as, okay, yeah, sure, you want to get a massage, absolutely, but we have all these other services. Let us help you to figure out what's going to work best, because it's often a team approach that's going to really provide the best results.
So then the assessment is done thoroughly, and then the recommendation comes afterwards.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So this will be Dr. Grady. So if a client wants to see Dr. Grady, then they make an appointment to return?
Yeah, absolutely. For this, for the stem cell or the platelet-rich plasma, yeah, he does actually, he does his own consultations for that particular service. And then they're complimentary, like 15 to 30 minutes. Some people have a longer history than others, so we take our time.
It's great how it's complimentary, the original consultation. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you don't find that too often these days.
Yeah, and he had his own practice, Harbor Health Center, and so he... one thing that I'm pretty good at as an entrepreneur is generating business and being creative with that kind of thing. And so they closed Harbor Health Center and they partnered with us.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So it's been really awesome. Yeah.
Another miracle.
Well, Jackie, I just want to throw in here. Yeah. We had Dr. Grady and Samantha on here.
Yeah, they're great.
And
they
when I heard you mention that a female friend of yours had recommended a doctor, I'm glad that she asked that, and that came up, and I heard you said that it was Dr. Grady.
Yeah.
And so they are now with you, and Harbor Health Center is closed down.
That's right.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the interruption. I couldn't help it.
No.
So I understand that you have a wonderful event coming up.
I do. I'm so excited about this. It's called Pivot Toward Your Purpose. So what I was saying earlier
Beautiful.
About it being a mind-body-spirit healing journey for people, this is kind of like the culmination. I started doing business coaching because people asked me to, and I really want to help people feel empowered, feel motivated and inspired to live their best life. And so this event's going to be at the Resource Center for Nonviolence in September, on September 28th, and I'm doing it with a couple other powerful women. So I'm so excited about it. It's going to be really awesome. It's a whole day event.
So when is that day again?
It's September 28th, and it'll be from 8 to 5.
And where's the place?
Resource Center for Nonviolence on Ocean Street, and we'll provide lunch, and it's just, you're going to get so much out of it. It's going to be awesome.
Beautiful. So hold that thought. We're going to go on a break, and we'll be back right after the break. Don't go too far.
I'm excited about this event. This astronaut physician reached out to me recently.
Heart is a dedicated and professional home health care agency that's been serving families in the Tri-County Monterey Bay area for over 18 years. We help our clients and their families handle health challenges with determination, love, and humor. When you work with Care from the Heart, we provide assistance with the utmost respect. Your team will consist of nurses, case managers, and home care specialists who will listen, and you will design a flexible program to fit your specific needs, either short-term or long-term. You might need help with medication, personal hygiene, meal preparation, transportation, companionship, household chores, or pet care. We can even help you with the dreaded insurance paperwork. If the time has come when you must step into the role of caregiver for a family member, naturally you'll have questions and concerns. Care from the Heart offers classes that provide specific information and skills you'll need to become the positive and supportive influence your family member deserves. And we protect against caregiver burnout by offering periodic respite care for you. Whatever your individual situation, now or in the future, help is available. For a complimentary consultation, call us at 831-476-8316. We can come to you, or you are welcome to visit our office in Santa Cruz near Dominican Hospital. Our website is carefromtheheart.net.
Hello, Santa Cruz. Welcome back to Stepping In. This is Nurse Jackie Tucker with Care from the Heart Inhome Services. And we have in studio two great women, my one and only. Gail, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Gail Pellerin. I'm the Santa Cruz County Clerk, Registrar of Voters.
Beautiful. Jamie?
I'm Jamie Jansen, owner and founder of Santa Cruz Core Fitness and Rehab.
So before we went on a break, Jamie was telling us about this wonderful event coming up that she's going to put up along with other women here in our community, and it's Women Supporting Women, which is extremely important, and it's on September. So can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, it's going to be called, or it is called, Pivot Toward Your Purpose, and Yeah, it's awesome. I've got Taylor Boone, who's an awesome entrepreneur and photographer and coach, and then I have Yvonne Kegel, who is an astronaut, physician, and amazing inventor.
Yay.
So we've got some great guests, and we have a surprise guest that we haven't announced yet. So we're looking to have 150 to 180 women all day, and we're going to be going through, you know, great speakers, but also it'll be very interactive. So there'll be vision boards that we're going to make, in addition to actual, like, implementation strategies for your plan. So if you're needing to be inspired, motivated, figuring out what's the next step in your life, or just really, again, about living your best life, like, this event's going to be for you.
What a great meaningful event that's going to be. And how many women are you expecting?
About 150 to 180.
Beautiful. Is it an all-day thing?
All day. It's going to be from 8 to 5, and then afterwards we'll have a mixer, and we're having Event Santa Cruz with Matthew Sonnison is going to help out.
Beautiful. So tell us about that astronaut woman.
She's pretty awesome. I was introduced to her by somebody in Santa Cruz, and I'm super grateful to have her as in my life now. And she's working on this invention. She's helping. I get to collaborate again about healing.
Oh,
so that's really cool. And I mean, she's incredible. She was in the Air Force for, I think, you know, career Air Force, flight surgeon, physician, and then now astronaut. So she's working on the mission to Mars, and they're not going yet, but she's working on it.
Maybe she could take us on a ride also, huh?
Yes.
In due time. Another 20 years, huh?
Yeah.
That would be a heck of a trip.
You stay a dream of mine to be an astronaut. That sounds great.
Beautiful. So, Gail, I understand that if you stay on another 5 years, you are going to be the owner of the Santa Cruz County building.
I need 5 more years to be the oldest county official in Santa Cruz.
So you are the clerk register.
You probably are the oldest one right now.
Really?
I know a lot. Well, not old
in age.
That's
quite an honor.
You've been around a long time.
I've been around a long time, yes.
You look very young, though.
Oh, thanks.
And I love to hear about your voter's guide.
Sure. So, as my job as county clerk, registrar of voters, I'm responsible for conducting all the elections and tying it to health. We're talking about the health of our democracy.
But you are the author.
And I put together a voter guide for every election.
Thank you.
And basically, the voter guide just includes information about how to vote, if you want to vote by mail, if you want to vote at the polls, what our voting system is. Talk about what's on the ballot, and candidates will submit candidate statements of qualifications that get printed in the voter guide, and then any local measures, we have the argument in favor, against, the summary of the measure, who supports it, who's opposed to it. But we worked with the Center for Civic Design on totally redesigning our voter guide to utilize plain language and a better user design that we went out and tested in our community, because we're now putting information where people are expecting to find it. So we now have a table of contents, and the pages are numbered. So I think we've gone through a lot of improvements with our voter guide, and we're going to continue to improve it. So
thanks to your insight, you were able to put together that guide to make it easier for the rest of us.
Right, yeah. So it's a pretty good document. It's mailed to every voter in Santa Cruz County, or you can opt to get it online only. And I'm actually working with a group right now on trying to perfect making an accessible online voter guide. I haven't quite finessed that yet, but anybody who uses a screen reader program, we need to have a voter guide that they can access, and PDF is not very accessible.
Oh, what a great
idea. So we have a lot of roadblocks with using PDF files. So I'm exploring with MapLight right now on designing something that would be more accessible for people who use JAWS and other screen reader programs. So
for hearing impaired and
visually impaired, yeah.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. So tell us about this great voting on the mail thing. I think it's a big issue right now.
So in Santa Cruz County, over half of our voters vote by mail. I mean, we have 153,000 registered voters. Almost 91,000 of them are a vote by mail voter. And in the June 2018 election, 5 counties in California went with what's called a vote center model, where every voter was mailed a vote by mail ballot, and then vote centers were set up 10 days prior to the election. And then you have drop boxes and things like that. And we are going to be exploring this model. We weren't allowed to start it in 2018, but we're looking at it for 2020 because we have so many of our voters voting by mail right now anyway. And we have vote centers set up sort of because we have our Santa Cruz County Elections Office that sets up for voting 29 days before the election. And our Watsonville City Clerk's Office also opens as a vote center 29 days before the election. And now that we have a statewide voter information database where all counties are connected, you can actually make changes to voter records in real time. So when you do have a voter, let's say, who was living in Los Angeles and now is living here in Santa Cruz, they can come into our office. We can basically snag their record from Los Angeles and cancel them as a voter there, bring them into the Santa Cruz database and get them a ballot and get them voted. So there's a lot more efficiencies that have been happening in elections now. So although it doesn't speed things up, I know people think it's more efficient means faster, but results still take time because people hang on to those vote by mail ballots. Number one, we had 15,000 that came in for election night that we counted. And then after that, we counted like another 30,000 in the post election day. So and all those get individually inspected. So imagine 30,000 pieces of paper that you know, get inspected and looked at. And sometimes we have to remake a ballot because a voter made a mistake and they cross something out and circle something else. So we had to have a two-person team that goes to remake that ballot and then documents everything. And then we do extensive audits and recounts. So that work is very human driven and will continue to be so.
But volunteers or?
Oh, always need volunteers. We have like 900 people out working in the polls on election day. And then we have people working in our office as well as extra help. And we had such a tremendous crew this year and their last day was Friday. And it feels like an empty nest now when you go in the office, like Friday afternoon when they were all gone, it was just like the kids are gone to college. It's all quiet now.
So such a project. How many volunteers?
So for the polls, we have about 900. And then on election night, we have an extra probably, well, on the Monday before the election, we have about 80 people. And then we have about 80 on election night. And then we bring in another 50 as extra help employees. So it takes an army to run an election. And if anybody's tracking us on Facebook or Twitter, you'll see I often put out posts desperately seeking volunteers to help out on election day. So you get a stipend for working in the polls. I don't call it a wage, but you do get a stipend for your volunteer work and serving your community. So it's definitely a good experience to get a front row seat on democracy and how it all works by working in the polls.
Beautiful. So we were talking to wonderful Jamie. Entrepreneur, owner of Santa Cruz Core
Facility.
Having your wonderful place open for voters to come.
Yeah, we have to talk about that. I think that could be totally awesome.
Yeah.
I am always wearing my, you know, I voted sticker to try and encourage other people to vote. And when I was 18 and I graduated from high school, I worked for the Oregon School Employees Association. And my job was to register voters and go to places where they were more democratic, partisan. So I would go to where those kind of voters were in Oregon. And it was, you know, I wanted to be a politician at one point in my life. So.
There's still time.
There's still time.
In fact, we're getting ready to take candidate filing for the November election. So candidate filing starts July 16th. Mm. So anybody who's interested in serving their community in a capacity of city council or school board, fire, water, parks and rec boards, they can come on in to our office or their city clerk's office and take out papers to file and have your name on the ballot and run for office. So you have spare time, don't you?
Well, to me, services, I think I was put on this planet to do service, and in any way that manifests is awesome. And one of the things that, you know, I really appreciate about the whole system is that gives us an opportunity to really communicate what is important to us. So if we're complaining, it's like, are you voting?
Exactly.
If you're complaining,
exactly.
If you're not voting, like go to the polls and vote. And then if you're complaining that much, why don't you run for office and really
express your opinion? If you say that there's no one to run for, if no one to vote for, then why aren't you running? You know, where's your name on the ballot?
Well, and in the last election, there was a lot of people that were running unopposed. And so then people started actually to ask me, why aren't you running for office?
Me included. And thank you all out there for your vote.
So I understand that voters must show a ID, right?
No. In California, voters basically when they sign up to register, they give us their state ID or driver's license or the last four digits of their social security number and their birth date. And then we run that through the state databases to verify them. So when you go to the polls, you basically are signing under penalty of perjury. This is my name. This is where I live. And if you vote by mail, you're doing the same thing. You're signing the envelope that that this is you, and we compare that signature. And speaking of the I voted sticker, this is the first election we put the I voted sticker in with the vote by mail ballot. So we were excited about doing that. And our postage in Santa Cruz County is paid. So there's no impediment to returning your vote by mail ballot because it's a postage paid envelope. And we've set up drop boxes all throughout the county where voters can drive up and drop their ballot off. And we've got those in front of the county building, over at the Santa Cruz Library, Scotts Valley, City Hall, Felton Covered Bridge. We got one over at Cabrillo near the stadium. We have one at Capitola City Hall. And we have one over on Rodriguez Street in Watsonville and one up at UCSC. So those drop boxes are really handy for voters to just drive up, drop off their ballot. And what happens with the mail in Santa Cruz County is when you drop a piece of mail in the mailbox in Santa Cruz, it gets trucked to San Jose, sorted, and then brought back over the hill. So mail can take, we have seen in our experience, anywhere from 3 to 5 to 7, and in one case, 10 days, we documented where mail took a while to get from point A to point B. So drop boxes are really handy, and we're hoping to get a couple more up in South County for November. And other counties that have put up drop boxes, it's kind of funny. When we first had this concept of drop boxes, of course, I thought, you know, let's put them outside where people can drive up and drop off their ballot. But a lot of counties put them inside buildings. But then when the buildings close on the weekend or in the evening, you can't access the box. So I've just never thought about doing that. So ours are all outside where people can just drive up, except for UCSC. It's in the Corey Plaza, so you have to walk to that one.
Beautiful. So give us some background, some history, since you have been in this great building, the county building, for 25 years on technology.
Well, that building, by the way, got an award for design. Did you know that? It looks unfinished, doesn't it? But it actually got an award in its day. But technology is, well, wow, we've come a long way. I mean, certainly with our own voting system, we used to have a mark a vote system. And actually, when I first started, it was data vote, where you actually punched the holes. And my first election that I conducted in Santa Cruz County, when you're counting the ballots, my predecessor, Richard Bedell, all those little chads were flying out of the machines. And I'm like, what is going on here? And it's like, oh, there's just the chads that hadn't been, you know, fully extracted from the ballot. And I'm like, what? And so I was way ahead of the Chad debate. So I moved that system, you know, the next election, I moved it to a mark system versus a punch hole system. But I had people punching holes in ballots for 10 years after that. And then the Help America Vote Act was enacted into law, where every voter had to go to any polling site to have a system that was accessible to any voter regardless of disability, where they could vote independently and privately. And you had to have second chance voting. So so we had to have these scanners at the polls that would scan a ballot and let you know if you overvoted it or you, yeah. So we've done that. But I think with the technology too, our ISD department is amazing, helping us with the cybersecurity threats that we're now hearing and seeing and that are very real.
May I ask what a second chance voting is?
Okay, so second chance voting is that if you make a mistake on your ballot, you're told that there's a mistake on your ballot. So, and that really only occurs at the polls because it can't happen with vote by mail because you're not there. But at the polls, when you put a ballot into the scanner, it will spit it out if you overvoted or if the ballot's entirely blank. Like you missed every voting target area. Because some people will circle their choices instead of connecting the voting target arrow that we have. So, but we're looking at a new voting system in Santa Cruz County, and we're looking at converting to the new vote model of a vote center. And I hope to put together a voter advisory committee in the next few months here, where we're going to start exploring and doing some strategic planning about the future of voting in Santa Cruz County. So it's going to be exciting. We actually became a ballot printer where we actually can print ballots now. In the olden days, we had to get our ballots printed through a vendor, and we had to get Secretary of State's, you know, approval for ballot paper and everything. And now we own our own ballot paper and we print our own ballots internally, which came in handy. This was the first election in 25 years where I had the inspector who has all the ballots and the voting equipment fail to show up to the polling site.
Was he sick?
Well, it's a long story, but bless her heart. But at 6:30 in the morning, we realized we had to do something. And so we started printing ballots and program voting equipment, and we got everything out there by about 8 a.m. in the morning. So we didn't open that polling site at 7.
You're so passionate.
But the voters were able to go to Watsonville City Clerk's office and vote still. Nobody was disenfranchised, but maybe a little inconvenience. But It was a great day. It turned out to be a good election.
You made it work.
We did. Well, and like I said, it takes an army, and so I'm so grateful to all of our poll workers out there, and you know, radio stations like KSCO who promote the vote and let people know what their options are and talk about it. That's what we need to be talking about, these things. I mean, I was at that march this morning for keeping families together and promoting the vote and making sure people are registered. And if you're a 16-year-old now, you can pre-register to vote. And turn 18, you're automatically registered.
Oh, beautiful.
So, you know, things are changing. We're enfranchising and bringing more people into the voting process.
So I take it that voting pre-registers a concept idea is going to be introduced in high schools now then?
Yes. So we've been out in the high schools talking to them about doing that. And we've always been out at high schools doing civic education, but now we get and recruiting them as poll workers. Because if you're a 16-year-old, you can work in the polls. It's a great way to get a day off of school and get paid. So we got to have teacher and parent approval, though. But now we can pre-register them as well, so it's exciting.
You want to pass on our break? We're having so much fun. Please? Wonderful. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
It's beautiful. We'd just love to talk. We have about 20 minutes left. So do you see great participation among the students?
I do. I see a lot of enthusiasm, for sure. I just spoke to a student last night. We were at the Saving Democracy lecture, and he was one of our poll workers from Scotts Valley, really innovative kid that goes to PCS and already excited about working in November. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens is that when we get students at a young age involved and understanding that this is not only your right, but it's your responsibility.
Mm-hmm. In your future.
Yeah. And voting can't just be a mm-hmm. hobby. It has to be a habit. Mm-hmm. It's something have to really build into something that you do no matter what. The smaller elections and the local elections are really where it matters most, because that's really what's impacting your pocketbook. You know, it's that school district that you're paying taxes to, or that the fire district or water district, and or city council or county board of supervisors. So, you know, the saying that all politics are local is really true. I mean, because that's really where it happens. That's where you can make a lot of changes. Whereas people get all excited about the presidential election, and that's just so much further removed from really what we're doing locally.
So any cyber threats?
I would say there's scanning and trolling, you know. So think of it as, you know, the Russians, the Chinese, the different actors all over the world and domestically are out there prowling around the locked house, but all the doors and windows are sealed, so they can't get in. But we
scanning.
Can.
Yeah. I love that expression. Scanning and what you said?
Trolling.
Trolling.
Yeah. So they have not successfully gotten into the house or got broken in. And our voting system is not tied to the internet. So it's a standalone dumbing system. So we don't have any threat there. But, you know, certainly, I mean, I run a Facebook page for our office. I have a Twitter account. Instagram, I'm not so good at. Have never been on Snapchat. So don't know about that one. But those areas, they worry about hacking into those. And then the statewide database is now through the internet. So we have one portal going out and one going in. But our ISD department under Kevin Bowling and Tammy Weigel, they are on the top of, I mean, they're the best in the state, I think. They're just amazing. They're on the cutting edge of tracking these actors and making sure they don't penetrate through.
I love that expression, those actors.
Those actors.
Versus criminals. Yeah. Feedback, Jamie?
I'm impressed. It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. Yeah. And it's, I just really acknowledge the getting out the vote young. I think that's so important.
Yeah.
And really having people have that sense of responsibility is awesome.
Well, in November, we're always really excited November elections. We partner with Tierra Pacifica Charter School and their teacher, Justin Trin Halperin, and they do a kids vote project. Oh. And it's part of their class, and they design a ballot with real issues on it. So they'll have the governor's race on it and who knows what else. And we got some interesting state props on the ballot in November.
Can you mention some of them?
Oh, I could if I pull it up, because I have not committed it to memory, but they where was I going with that?
Tierra Pacific.
Oh yes, kids vote. Thank you. So they actually have these real ballots that we put out in the polls, and kids can vote on real issues, and then they tally those votes for us, and then we post them on our website. And we also get the ballots out to any school that wants to do it as a class project as well.
So please include Kirby and Santa Cruz.
Oh, absolutely, Kirby and PCS, and I mean we're out at all the schools that are, I mean the charter, the private, the public, but there are 12 state propositions on the ballot, and I love this. John Myers did a wonderful little easy to follow with, what do you call those things, emojis? Okay, thank you. So Prop 1 looks like a veteran's bond. Prop 2 is a homeless funding measure. Mm. Prop 3 is a water one. Prop 4 is kids. Prop 5 is a property tax transfer. Prop 6 is the gas tax repeal. Prop 7 is the daylight savings, you know, like taking that away.
What's your intake on that? Do we take it away or do we leave it as?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how many states? 3 are status quo. They don't do daylight savings, I think. Hawaii.
I live in Hawaii. Hawaii didn't do it.
Michigan, maybe. I can't remember. I think there's 3 that
Arizona.
Don't. Yeah. But the other one that's interesting, well, Prop 8 is kidney dialysis. Prop 9 is splitting California into 3 states.
Yeah,
so you've heard about that one. Prop 10 is the rent control.
We're going to have more borders, huh? If it goes through.
I don't understand that one myself. I don't know.
About the dialysis?
I haven't looked at that one, but that's okay. A kidney dialysis, and that was an initiative. And then there's the rent control, and then there's one that looks like it's for ambulance rest breaks, and then cage-free eggs, Prop 12. So definitely lots to research here as far as what these really are, and I know our office, Emma Gordon, our office has been busy doing all the petition checking of the signatures of all these state initiatives, and the deadline to qualify was Thursday, so that's why they have this information out on Friday, and John Myers just did this really great, easy to follow emoji style.
You definitely have your job cut out for you, Gail.
Yes. Yeah, and on top of elections, we do weddings in our office.
So that was my next question. Yeah,
I'm the Commissioner of Civil Marriage and did a lovely wedding yesterday, Friday for a military couple, and they're going off to Hungary soon. He was all in his white official, you know, uniform. It was very nice. We just did it out in the park there in the back of the county building, which was lovely. And we do have a wedding room in our building. We call it the PLH room, the Peace, Love, and Happiness room.
Aww.
And so we have deputy commissioners of marriage that do weddings every day. And we also are a passport agent. So people come to us for passports, and we do 5 passport Saturdays a year. So when you're applying for a passport, if you've got kids, both parents have to appear in person with the children. So we find Saturdays are good times to do that.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because our daughter's going to Costa Rica and we're trying to find a day when the two of us can go in together, her dad and I.
Yeah.
So on Saturdays they're open.
So not every Saturday. We're open 5 Saturdays a year. So I'd have to look on my website to find out when my next one is. But and we also do Watsonville Wednesdays. So we provide clerk services in Watsonville one day a month because, again, it's hard for people to get to Santa Cruz County. So we go out there, and that's where we'll do weddings. We'll do passports in Watsonville one Wednesday a month, and notary bonds and other kinds of things that we do. But my
Thank you for looking it up. So how long does it take for the passport to be sent back to the person?
It's 4 to 6 weeks for regular. If you want to expedite it, there's an additional $60 fee, and then they say 2 to 3 weeks. If you want to expedite it with postage, then it takes away your mailing time, so you can overnight it on the front end and overnight it on the back end.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. So
lots of options. Tell us about one of your most special memories of someone that you married at the building, kind of building.
Well, it's probably going to be one that makes me cry.
Beautiful.
Because I've done weddings before for people who are not going to live, you know. And so there was one couple that was out in the valley, and she was dying. And so I drove out there and did their wedding, and she was pretty much on the floor in a bed. And she and her soon-to-be husband laid there on the ground, and I did the wedding, and it was just amazing. And she died a few days after that. Yeah, that was a while ago. And then, yeah, I did one actually recently here in town as well. It was a beautiful wedding for a couple that had been together 25 years and had this enduring love, and she was dying and couldn't get into our office, so I went out to their house, and it was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. And I did that one at her bedside, and she was in bed, and he crawled in with her. And again, just, you know, I think I cry more than the couple sometimes when that happens. So.
It really brings it to light as to what's really important, right at the deathbed, for that matter.
And I'm just a sucker for any love story, so. And the military couple were good. Well, I actually had a couple one time that were wanting to come in and do a wedding, and they wanted to do it in the park out back, and it was tacos and tequila. So everything was locked up. Like, they had fences all around the San Lorenzo Park. So I had this poor bride crying in my lobby that she couldn't do her wedding at the park, and I couldn't think of where to go, and I said, just come to my house. So they all came to my house, and we did a wedding in my backyard.
With the tequila and the tacos?
No, I did not get any tequila. That would have been a good thing, but no, I did not get them.
What about women, loving women who want to get married to each other?
Oh, absolutely. I've been a major supporter of marriage equality and same-sex marriage, and was out front on that and advocated for it, and That was a special memory. The first day that we were able to conduct weddings, same-sex couples, I think we did like over 100 weddings, and it was a phenomenal day. And so many of them had these beautiful love stories of being together for decades and then finally having this opportunity to marry legally. It was a proud moment.
Sorry.
I can't get the website up, so I can't tell you when Passport Saturday is.
So you married 100 people in one day?
Yeah, we were working with Out in Our Faith, a local group of religious leaders, and they helped us out. And we had multiple venues going on, and we just booked wedding after wedding after wedding, and had 3 and 4 and 5 going on at one time. And
lots of kisses.
It was amazing.
Hugs.
It was amazing day.
Tears and laughter.
Yeah,
beautiful. Jamie, join us on our conversation. Tell us more about Santa Cruz Core.
Sure. I'm not really a newlywed, but I've been married 3 years now.
Yay.
And my sister got married, maybe by you at the county building.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We have a lovely community right in our backyard.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. And I'm learning so much from you. It's great just to listen. It's awesome. The behind the scenes of what goes on in that
beautiful
cement building.
I know.
Yeah, what else can I say? I mean, we're stoked to be part of the community. We love to give back. We do stuff with the Police Activities mm-hmm. League in Watsonville, and we try to show up as to as many outdoor events as possible, especially in the summertime. We were at the Hout Surf Shop on the west side, had a block party last week, so we always like to do massage and posture and assessments for people, see how we can help them and get their body feeling better. The body's, you know, all connected. You've got a series of length, tension, relationships in your body, and what we want to do is work to balance it out. You know, it's kind of like alignment of a car. If you've got the alignment off and you're going to play or you're going to walk or whatever it is, you can get injured. So we got to make sure that alignment's appropriate with the right length, tension, relationship in the muscles.
And you definitely walk the talk.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I try.
So Jamie and I had a great event last weekend, and every time she had a free moment, you could just see her exercising, stretching, and I thought, oh my, I need to learn from this lady.
Yeah.
the body is made to move. It is not like to be sedentary, and I've learned that. When starting,
she's not wearing a Fitbit, though.
No, I'm not. No,
you are, huh?
Definitely not. My husband is like, I'm on my phone way too much. He's like, no technology around your body, so I'm trying to not. It's so fun, though. Fitbits are great because it's a great way to be accountable, so I do have when I just try it. I take turns wearing it.
So the event that you're putting together in September, can you tell us one more time where to go and tell us about your website, your phone number, in case we want to sign up with you, please?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 425-9500 at Santa Cruz Core, where Santa Cruz Core is the main event sponsor. The event is called Pivot Toward Your Purpose, and you can go to Pivot Santa Cruz, or actually I think it's Santa Cruz Pivot, or thepivotevent.com, Pivot Santa Cruz, or Santa Cruz Pivot, and pivotevent.com, and check it out. You'll see our bios. You'll see a little bit about the outline of the day. We'll have 3 to 4 different speakers and then workshops in between. And then, like I said, we're providing lunch. We're going to have food trucks, so a couple different gourmet food trucks out there. And then we'll have a mixer at the end provided by Event Santa Cruz. And we're going to have some really awesome inspirational stuff happening that day.
Is there a cost involved to register?
Yeah, right now we're at the early bird stage. The early bird stage is $99, and that includes, like I said, lunch and the mixer afterwards, and then all the content for the day, along
beautiful
with an awesome goodie bag provided by a lot of amazing businesses in Santa Cruz.
Cool.
And in case there are entrepreneurs who want to be on the website for the event?
Yeah, absolutely. We are accepting sponsorships, and we also have, like I said, we have one more speaker slot that we're looking to fill, and then also we've got volunteer opportunities. And again, if there's any entrepreneurs or anyone who's wanting to just take their life to the next level, this event's for them.
Beautiful. So tell us your phone number one more time, friend.
Yeah, it's 831-425-9500. And the event that Jackie and I were at, one of the things that one of the leaders was saying was it's all about like being in your heart space and really sharing with the community and like paying it forward. And this is kind of me paying it forward because of what I've learned in my life, and I've still got a lot to learn, but I really want to give back. So I'm excited.
Beautiful. So, Gail, tell us how to come to your office, the days and hours when your office is open, please.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's the county building, the lovely county building. We moved from the second floor to the third floor, so we're on room 310 now. And that's where you can come to register to vote or do a fictitious business name or a passport or a marriage license or get married. And I did look up my calendar. August 11th is our next Passport Saturday, where we're open 9 to 5 for passports.
In
August
Santa
11th.
Cruz.
Yeah, in
Wonderful.
Santa Cruz. And then we do the one Wednesday a month in Watsonville for services. So.
And the hours again, please?
Our normal hours are 8 to 5. On the Passport Saturday, it's 9 to 5.
And you're closed on Fridays, or?
No, we're open Fridays. We're Wonderful. Open through the lunch hour, and we have a great website, votescount.com or sccoclerk.com, santacruzcountyclerk.com, and information out there that helps people navigate our processes and procedures.
So I would like to add a vote, if I may. It's a concept and an idea, and you with your seniority, you could work magic with this idea.
Okay.
How do we waive the 50-cent cost for copies at the Santa Cruz building when you need a copy for one of your illegal papers?
Oh, that machine downstairs that they use? Is that your thing? Just come see me. I'll make a copy for you.
50 cents a copy. We need the revenue.
Well, the parking, though, I don't understand the parking now either. They pay for the parking. And
the charges to make a copy of something of the county are 50 cents a page.
Is that the one down in the basement?
Anywhere you go.
I know.
And I think that's what Jackie is asking about.
To put that on the ballot.
The reality is that all these departments are struggling, and we have fees that help support our services, and yeah, it's. Don't be laughing at me, Vern.
So we're going to be closing. We have about 4 minutes left. Anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Well, I just want to just say real quickly, if you're not registered to vote or you want to check your voter status, you can do that online, voterstatus.sos.ca.gov, I believe is what it is, and registertovote.ca.gov, real easy. There's so many online tools now and to navigate through the ballot, and Voters Edge is another great tool. It's a lot of good things available on your fingertips.
Well, ladies, thank you so very much for joining me again.
Thanks for having us.
We definitely have to have a second show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
And I love to have the phone number one more time at Santa Cruz Core.
Yes. Give us a call. It's 831-425-9500. We do complimentary consultations and learn more about our event in September.
And Jamie, we have about a minute and a half left. Right. Could you make a quick comment on flotation tanks?
That was something we were talking about at the break. Yes, flotation tanks. I think we were talking that they're making a comeback, and there's a couple places in Santa Cruz, I think three, that do it. I've been doing it, and it's been really awesome. I think it can be really challenging for people because it gets you away from technology, and it makes you think. It makes you have to be with your thoughts. So what I do is when I go into the float tank, I try and figure out how I can, like, just my thoughts become like a freeway, and I just, like, get everything off the freeway, and then I just can sit there and be and meditate.
Yeah, I've floated before.
It's awesome.
And the outcome for me was when I got out of the tank was as if there was a purging of all thoughts, kind of a clarity and
exactly.
silence in the head, because it's you're so sensory deprived in there.
It is awesome, and I think that's so great because then you can be really present with your body, with your feelings, and then also more productive and just happier.
Mm. And like I say, they were popular back in the 80s, 70s, 80s and stuff, and they disappeared. That's why I wanted you to make a comment about
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Yeah, go check again. Them out. Yeah, they're awesome.
I'll go do that now. I'm ready.
They're awesome.
I want to thank you both for being my guest today, and this is Nurse Jackie Tucker with a reminder to our community. Won't you take a moment this week to look around to see who you could help in our community or outside our community? A person that you love, a neighbor, a friend, and do be there for them if they need a ride or a doctor's transportation to do a doctor's appointment or just a smile or a word of encouragement. Let's all step in and lend a helping hand to our friends and our community. And that's all the time we have for today.
And don't forget, check out Care from the Heart. It's carefromtheheart.net. carefromtheheart.net, I believe, is your website, Jackie. You should go there. And the other thing is have a happy weekend and a happy 4th of July, folks, and we'll see you in
a month. Safe and sane.
Happy Saturday, Santa Cruz.